hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me. How you doing? What's going on?
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, it is that time of year. And very festive, special holiday edition of the big show. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty excited. This is a big, we got a big, big thing happening today.
We do?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it last week, but we put it in production, and I don't know. I think we got a hit.
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah. I didn't know.
We put together a teaser or a trailer for a new movie production, a documentary similar to The Age of Disclosure that we're going to, present to the world today on the show. I mean, it's our Christmas gift to the world.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And we've went above and beyond. So that's coming up today on the big show. So as you see, Scuba Radio is in full effect for the holidays. We're not taking a break. We're working overtime. But before we get to that, we got to bring the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad on board the show. We got Barry the Bugger. We got
hello,
Bubble Boy. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, and the Aqua Gypsy with us as well, Brittany. And if that weren't enough, Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba to boot. So, I will say that we have recruited a lot of the crew to help make this project that we're going to launch today, or this world premiere of this new production on the show today. I got to thank Kenny for helping out. Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, was part of this thing, and it came together very quickly, almost like magic, like Christmas magic.
I helped.
Oh, yeah. Cock Johnson was definitely involved in this project. The one person who was part of it as well is not with us yet, Jerry. Well, Jerry wasn't part of it. Forget him. But Vinny Two Tanks is not with us yet. So I don't know what happened to Vinny. We may have worked him too hard, but hopefully he'll be joining us soon, because a lot of this production, I mean, he was kind of a star. I mean,
he may be on the Hall of Fame getting his, you know, hands in concrete and his star.
You know, that's very possible, because, I think this could be huge. I really do. It turned out better than I could have ever imagined, and it really is because of Vinny Two Tanks.
Vinny does have many issues, one of which is telling time.
Well, there's that, and turning mics on and off. Yeah, he has problems with that. But I don't know if he's copping an attitude today, and that's why he's late, or he's talking to his agent. He may, you know, I don't know, because he, you know, he's aware of this whole thing.
Or is he?
Well,
he's going to negotiate a new contract with
Yes,
you.
That's very possible. But we have that coming up. But before we get to that, I have to kind of go back to last week a little bit, towards the end of the show. We had a conversation. And I don't even know how it got brought up, but Bigfoot got brought up, and all of a sudden there was a conversation that Brittany mentioned something like, "Well, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy had an encounter with Bigfoot." You're like, "You guys know that?" I'm like, "We didn't remember any of this, did we, CJ?"
No, I've never heard it.
I still don't. I couldn't remember what the heck Brittany was talking about towards the end of the show last week, and so we asked, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy, I'm like, "Dude, what's up with this encounter you had with Bigfoot?" And why haven't you told us about it? And he said, oh, I told you. Well, I don't remember. I mean, so it, obviously.
He got super defensive.
Yeah. And he just clammed up. And I didn't quite understand why he wouldn't just tell us the story again, whether we just forgot it and he's told it or what. But he never really got it out there, right? And right. We had to end the show.
You weren't buying it, were you?
No, I was. I just didn't understand what the hell was going on there. And I didn't understand why he didn't want to tell his story. But now I think I have a little more clarity.
Can we ask around the scuba squad who believes that Jerry actually had an encounter with Bigfoot and who doesn't?
Well, you know what?
I'm kind of curious to see.
We will get to that. But first, let me just explain something that I think will make it understand why he kind of was a little quiet about it.
Well,
why he didn't want to talk about it on the air last week. Because I got this voicemail. Literally about, I think it came in on Wednesday, and I'm listening to this voicemail, and well, you know what? Let me just play it.
You think it's related?
I think it's pretty clear it is. Here you go.
Hey, Scuba Radio, this is Mr. B.
Oh.
Hint, I've got big feet. You might say I'm a sassy squash.
Okay,
right. First time caller, long time listener. Anywho, I go way back with Jerry the Diver Guy.
Oh.
And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate Jer for being discreet.
Yeah.
For keeping our little rendezvous back in the woods on the down low. Just the thought of that little juicy butt turtle slut sashing through the woods electrifies every hair on my body.
Oh, geez.
He promised to take me diving as a condition of letting him go that day long ago.
Mm.
And that never happened. It's okay, Jerry. Just the thought of you in those board shorts all wet and sexy does it for me. Also, I want to thank Barry for keeping my little bear chair all lubed up for the day when Mr. B comes back to Brown Town. Anyway, I love the show. Toodle.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell was that?
How did I get involved with that?
You know. Obviously, Mr. B's been, he's been listening.
Mr. B.
How the hell do I get involved in all this crap?
Well, you're the one who had the encounter, supposedly, with some mysterious wildlife
creature. There is things that I can't talk about.
But so at least he can, now we know why.
At least he can finally walk straight.
Oh,
oh! Oh, God.
Wow. Just wow.
Well, I guess that does me in for the day.
No, we got more. we got more. But, But yeah, I don't know, Jerry. Now, I mean, that does explain it. And I apologize for putting you on the spot last week. I mean, I guess if I had any kind of encounter even remotely close to that, I would have blocked it out.
You probably should have asked Jerry if he wanted you to air that.
Oh, God.
Too late now.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, Greg the Instigator, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. But yeah, is it safe to say that your encounter with Bigfoot, we can't talk about it on the air for obvious reasons now? That's pretty much clears the air. Is that right, Barry? Or I mean, Jerry?
You say so.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel bad for Jerry because it's not like you can go to the authorities.
Well, you can. But I mean, if that was the kind of encounter you had, would you?
Are they going to believe you?
Well, I tell you what, I didn't know Bigfoot was like that or kind of swang that way, or I don't know.
He had a voice for a radio. He had a pretty good voice.
Well, he's a big guy, Mr. B. Yeah, what do you want there, Bear? But evidently mm-hmm. you're in his good graces, Barry.
Is that true, Jerry? Does he have big feet?
Yeah. I plead the fifth.
Uh-huh.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm looking at Jerry on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch.
And people want to know why I drink.
He's blushing.
Oh, the Gregory.
Yeah, he's blushing. Look at him. Look at him.
Blushing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blushing.
Those rosy red cheeks.
Oh, God.
Just in time for the holidays. Oh, jeez. I'm telling you what, let me warn everyone, it's about to get way worse.
Oh, yeah.
So stick around. More Christmas crap extravaganza like material coming up here for the holidays on Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.